The visit of a former co-worker. On Sabbath afternoon, May 29, Elder G.B. Starr visited Sister White. They had labored together years before, particularly in Australia. She was in her reclining chair, in the bay window of her room, looking out upon the trees and hills about her place. Elder Starr remarked how glad he was to find her amid such pleasant surroundings. The Review and Herald carried the report of this visit and tells of her gratitude for those pleasant surroundings, stating that they had much improved in the years since she had taken up residence there. In the conversation, Ellen White said, "Oh, how much we need more of the Holy Spirit. There is a great work to be done, and how are we ever to accomplish it?" To this Elder Starr said, "God is raising up hundreds of strong young men and women through our schools and sanitariums, and is putting His Holy Spirit upon them, and qualifying them to do a great and blessed work, and many of them are devoted, sober, earnest, and successful." She replied, "I am so glad to hear that. You could not have told me anything more encouraging. I wish that I might speak again to the people, and help carry the work, but they tell me I must not speak in public now." As Elder Starr was preparing to leave, he said, "We are praying daily that God will raise you up and strengthen you to bear another testimony to His people, if that is His will." "Keep on praying," she answered. On Sunday, June 27, Elder and Mrs. Starr called again on Ellen White, this time to say goodbye. She told them how pleased she was to have them visit her, and Starr commented on how bright and cheerful she seemed. She replied, "I am glad that you find me thus. I have not had many mournful days." "No," Brother Starr remarked, "not in all your life." "No," she continued, "the Lord has arranged and led in all these things for me, and I am trusting in Him. He knows when it will all end." "Yes," they replied, "it will soon end and we shall meet you in the kingdom of God, and we will talk it all over there together, as you wrote us in one of your last letters." "Oh, yes," she replied. "It seems almost too good to be true, but it is true." WCW to Friends, June 27, 1915.